The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local for sure. Hi, Todd Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon, in studio with us, two really into dogs here, people.
Boy, cats and cats.
And, well, cats, but you personally own dogs, right?
Correct.
You do make the best, I think, food for both pets, for both dogs and cats, and that's Mark Lease here of First Source Pet Food. And the guest here is Rebecca Randolph. She has Positively Pets. It's a holistic pet place, grooming everything for dogs and cats at 175 Damani Ranch in the Walmart Center is where Positively Pets is. And so why'd you invite Rebecca, Mark?
Well, Dr. Brim got sick and couldn't make it today, and so I hope she gets well quick. But Rebecca and I share a few things in common. One of them happens to be Dr. Brim. She is our vet. And we also share that we're both raw feeders, and Rebecca's store carries my product on a retail basis.
Oh, really? So you have a little, what, refrigerated area with the raw pet food?
We have 4.5 freezers that house all of the frozen foods, the frozen raw pet food that we have. We carry Mark's and a variety of others. It depends on the condition and the price of what the people want to buy.
Hold on a sec. Let me make sure this is working. You're more soft-spoken than I thought. No, it's working. Okay, you just got to talk loud. So you do holistic things. And it's funny you mention that because I got a text after the last time Mark was on the show. A text came in on Saturday's show. Thanks for offering this important food and vet support here in Reno. Any recommendations for tick prevention? They were asking Mark this, but I'm thinking you have a holistic place. Do you have a holistic solution to ticks? And by the way, folks, this is a huge problem this time of year. Mark was just saying, don't take your pets to, where is it, Mark?
You want to keep them out of wet areas or deep underbrush, because the ticks are going to attach to the animal based on contact with the underbrush or any kind of
like Mount Rose.
Mount Rose area.
Don't take your pets to Mount Rose.
You can take them, but you better stay off. Don't let them go running through the wet product.
There's many ticks right now.
Good
okay.
time for ticks.
So, Rebecca, I've seen in the Walmarts and everything, they got the, or the pet stores, I should say, those chemical things you put around the pet's neck. What holistic solution do you have for pets getting ticks?
We found that a lot of the spot-on treatments, a lot of dogs and cats have allergic reactions to them. So there's sprays that are neem and lemongrass-based that you can do along with shampoos. We recommend doing a shampoo with the natural insecticide repellents and then follow it up with a spray.
Yeah, see, I was never comfortable with these neck things, the insecticides right by the
yes.
cat's mouth and everything.
Right.
Now, do you sell these holistic tick solutions at Positively Pets?
Yes, we do. We do have the spot-on treatments, too, because a lot of people will go over the hill for a month or two and don't want to have to deal with doing weekly baths and sprays. But we have both of them.
How did you get with Mark? I mean, how did you first discover the product that Mark's First Source Pet Food, which is the premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets? How did this conglomeration come together?
We kind of shared a common contact, a gentleman by the name of Norman Smith, who was an advisor to me, and I think Rebecca.
He was an advisor to me, too.
And he introduced us when he found out that we were moving into the raw pet food space. He said, do you want to talk to somebody that has a retail outlet? And I hadn't thought about it. Norman set up a lunch, and that's how Rebecca and I met, and her partner, Jennifer.
So Mark says it's the raw food your pets deserve, Rebecca, what do you think of this product? Obviously, it works for you because you're selling it at Positively Pets. You have dogs, right?
I do. I have Rottweilers and French Mastiffs.
All right. So what do you think of the product?
I think it's the best, one of the best on the planet.
Doggies like it?
Absolutely. There, I have yet to meet a dog that doesn't like it.
And
the cats like it, too.
Yeah.
There's been so much positive feedback on the no more odor from the litter box anymore to smaller everything. Their coats are better. They don't shed anymore. And that goes with the dogs and the cats.
And the teeth thing. The teeth. Oh, my gosh. $1,000 bills for cleaning your pet's teeth.
They don't have to have those done anymore.
With the raw pet
yeah.
food. Yeah.
They don't have to go under the anesthesia. Mm-hmm. Especially it's more important with an older dog not to have to do that.
Now, your shop is for dogs and cats, but you're a dog person.
Yes.
What do you have against cats?
I don't have anything against cats. It's just not, I've had a few cats in my life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love them. Was devastated when I lost one and just gravitated more towards the dogs.
I've had dogs. I love them. I have cats and I love them. But you know what? Somebody should make an alarm clock that sounds like a cat about to puke, because nothing gets you out of bed faster. It would wake you out of a coma. You have to race to move the cat to the hard floor, and they know it. I think my cat has learned how to fake puking to get me up and may be trained to do that by now. I think cats are living alarm clocks that just go off when they want. And if they're not puking, they come up, one cat bites. Bites. No other time will I get bites except to wake me up. Bites my nose. I got to get totally under the covers and everything. And she's persistent. And there's no other time of day where this cat bites me. And you cannot stop that behavior. Do you have a way to do that, or...
No,
This is why you don't have a cat, right?
I don't. But I have dogs that'll lick me to get up and get out the door in the morning.
Well, no, this cat's going to break my skin on my inner arm and my lip. She did bite my lip and draw blood once. The minute they see that sunrise, the other two cats put the girl cat up to it to create damage on my body. We're getting way off track here. What would you like me to ask you, Rebecca? I just met you. I got to stop by your shop. You have grooming. You sell Mark's premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets at Positively Pets. What else do you have there?
We have holistic dog food, well, considered holistic dog food. One of the things that we like to promote ourselves on is our customer service. We greet everybody by name if we know their name, and if we can't remember their name, we know their dog's name.
Oh, cool. Do you have a free biscuit for the doggy?
Absolutely. All day long. The dogs can pick their treat, whatever they want.
How did you first get into this idea of having a holistic pet place?
When one of my dogs had allergies, she ended up having lupus, and she did the best on a duck and potato food. And I was changing careers and decided...
What was your career before?
I was a financial consultant with New York Life.
Oh, this is more fun, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. I had a personal coach, life coach, that helped me decide that I wanted to do something that was more to my liking than trying to sell life insurance.
This must bring you some real joy.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of the dogs recognize you when they come in.
We get customers that will say that my dog, once I hit the exit, just go crazy because they know where they're going. I mean,
so
dogs are pretty smart.
From financial advisor to holistic pet place, what thing surprised you the most about being in this business now?
The people's passion for their animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And their willingness to listen when they feel like you know what you're talking about. And we collaborate and ask a whole bunch of questions and help them get what they want. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
And isn't it fascinating how every single dog is different?
Oh, the personalities. Just like people.
Now, even cats, it's you think they're all the same. No, they're so individual in identities and everything. It's a fascinating thing.
Just because one dog likes one thing doesn't mean they're all going to like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there was one dog food, whether regardless of what it was, if it was good for one dog, then we'd only have one dog food.
Mm.
But we don't. We have a variety to help all of the dogs out there.
I tell you, they are such our babies that I bought this stroller for our cats. I bought a pet stroller. Don't you laugh. Don't you start laughing. They sell them.
We've sold them too.
Costco sells one. It's like $300. So my wife and I debated. We actually spent days debating, is this the right thing to do? Because we thought if we took on the con side, we thought, well, if we take the stroller with the cats out there, they're going to be more familiar with the outside world and they won't fear it and they'll escape and run away. And we didn't want to do that. But I thought at the other hand, they're bored. I keep trying to entertain my cats because what do they do all day? I think they sleep because they're bored. Anyway, let's take cat and dog questions for Rebecca Randolph. She runs Positively Pets, and I really want to talk more about this First Source pet food. It's still such a cool new thing to me. It's the premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets where the benefits with the dental costs and with the weight problems and everything like that, people swear it works. So anyway, 884-9910, our number. And we'll be back with one more segment with these two on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:18.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 991FMTalk.com.
884-9910. Let's read some texts for Rebecca Randolph of Positively Pets in Reno at Tamani Ranch near the Walmart. And also our good friend Mark Leese, the one and only Northern Nevada exclusive dealer of First Source Pet Food, the premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets. Mark, you may know who this is. The text reads, I went to meet Mark after your last week's show. What a wealth of knowledge he is. Ask Mark about garlic for tick prevention. Mm. Is that something that you talked to him about previously, or maybe this is something he wants to know? If garlic, maybe he heard somewhere that it's good for tick prevention. What say you two?
I think we're talking to Catherine. Catherine, thanks for listening. Okay. Yes, I did mention. I learned about garlic, kind of crazy story, but I was working tugboats after college and down in the swamps, in the Louisiana swamps, and all the guys that were working on tugboats smelled of garlic, and that's what they used. They ate garlic, raw garlic, in order to keep the mosquitoes away, and it works, and it also works on pets, so that's what we were talking about.
Okay, so for tick prevention, they consume garlic?
They would consume, you know, you can mix in a little minced garlic with their food and let them consume it, and they'll ingest it, and sure enough, the garlic, it's a natural bug
sure.
prevention.
I got to ask you about your raw food in terms of what meats are the most important to have, okay? During the commercial, we were talking about salmon. What about chicken? What about turkey? What's the best meat for cats and dogs?
The best meat is the meats that they're not sensitive to. And
okay.
So there's a test that you can get. In fact, you can get it at Rebecca's stores from Glacier Peak Holistics. And they test for roughly 240 stress ores in an animal. You send them a saliva and fur sample.
What?
And they send you back all the stressors, the things that, and it's everything from like construction dust to the different proteins that might be they sensitive to, or household cleaners. It's all listed in there, and we use it primarily to figure out what nutrition and what proteins they might be sensitive to. So we're not giving them a protein that's going to cause them more problems.
This blows my mind about what this test is. How can people test their pet's saliva and find this out, Mark?
They send you a kit, so you swab the inside.
Where do you get this?
Stop off at Rebecca's store.
You have this, Rebecca?
I have tests at the store, yes.
Oh, my God. I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, you swab their saliva. Yeah. You put it in a little plastic bag, and then you take a fur sample, you know, a little pinch, and you put that in, and then you send it off to Glacier Peak, and they'll run their test and send it back to you with the results.
Rebecca, would it tell us, like, where their ancestors came from, what country?
No,
I'm serious. I mean, the way science has advanced is just incredible. Why not? Why can't I find out where these cats originated from?
You can. You can do a DNA test.
You can do a DNA test on your cat.
Oh, my God. I love this. I love this. Positively Pets. Go check it out. You also offer grooming.
Yes, we have a groomer. We're adding another groomer, and we also have self-wash stations in the back of the store.
I like it. Can people watch through the windows?
Yes, they can.
That's a weird thing. You know, go to a Petco or something, and they think people want, well, they want to see their pets being washed and groomed, I guess. It's like a drive-through car wash. Okay. All right. One thing also I want to touch on with your food, Mark, is longevity. We talk about the health benefits and everything, but what about making the pet live longer? Rebecca, can you vouch for that with the raw pet food?
My first experience with raw food was 18 years ago, and a customer of ours had a Brittany who was, she had the dog over the hill, and it basically had a heart attack, and the vet over there said, you know, your dog's not even going to make it over the pass because of the altitude change.
Oh, my God.
She waited a couple days, brought the dog back over, and we were talking, and I said, well, what about raw food for your dog? She loved this dog so much. She's like, we're doing it. Putting the dog on the raw. He lived through the raw food and, of course, vet medicine another year and a half.
When the dog was in terrible shape to begin with.
Absolutely.
I might eat this stuff myself. All right, let's. I want to also touch on something somebody was asking me about, and that is the pet allergy situation. Is that a big problem?
It can be. It turns out, John, when a dog gets to be around 4 to 5 years old is when we tend to see their immune system is kind of like not as strong as it was when they were younger. A lot of dogs are very sensitive to things like chicken, and if chicken is their primary protein source. It turns out, statistically, the tests that I've seen, only about 17% of the dogs can tolerate a complete chicken-based diet. The other thing is sugar. And so most of the kibbles out there, regardless of the brand, mm-hmm. High amounts of sugar, like in some cases over 50%.
Yeah, read your labels, folks.
They won't tell you how much sugar's in the pet food, but you can figure.
Don't they have to?
No, they don't.
Why not?
There's no rules associated with it. But if you go to my website, there's a video by Dr. Karen Becker. It's only 9 minutes long, and it talks about the hidden sugars in pet food, and it'll teach you how to read the guaranteed analysis on the dog food or cat food, and you can figure out how much sugar is actually in that product.
Okay, it's the website is firstsourcepetfoodsreno.com. Somebody I was talking to, they it doesn't work for me. Well, they didn't add the S to the foods. Okay. First Source Pet Foods, Reno.
Or you could just type
maybe
in,
I said it wrong the last time we were here or something.
If you type in We Feed Raw Reno, that's another way to get to the website. We Feed Raw Reno.
Okay. Go ahead.
I would suspect that dogs and cats are having issues at that point in time in their life because a lot of people don't do rotational feeding. If you and I ate the same thing day in and day out, eventually, over time, we would be missing something in our diet, mm-hmm. and or we would get too much of something. So when that happens, your body's going to start to break down and have problems.
And so we have 9 unique proteins you can move in and out from over the course. I have people that feed differently in the fall than they do in the spring. They might feed a venison with bone in the fall, and in the spring they change over to something like quail or duck with bone.
I'm really impressed with the cost of this, because it's like $4 a pound, right?
On a wholesale basis, yes, it's around $4.
And it ends up, when you consider the health benefits, not having to pay the high vet bills for this dental work and such, way cheaper for people. Now, I get the impression when we talk about meats for cats and dogs, okay, do we agree salmon, chicken, turkey are equally beneficial? Or are there some that are better than others?
Again, John, it depends on the animal. And so,
really?
Okay. For the most part, you know, just statistically speaking, from seeing all these tests, like I said, only about 17% of the dogs mm-hmm. can tolerate a primary chicken-based diet. Now, and if you look at most of the dog foods, the main ingredient is chicken or chicken meal or something like that. And it turns out there's different kinds of chicken that the dog may be sensitive to.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
There's processed chicken, which is in the kibble. There's raw chicken, which is in our product. Mm-hmm. And then there's cooked chicken. Dehydrated chicken. But, you know, so we rotate that around. But the first thing I'll do if somebody brings me a 5-year-old dog and says, you know, we're having all these allergy issues, and is we'll take them off the chicken and put them on a beef or a venison-based diet.
What?
And we'll take the sugar out. If you get the sugar out of their system, you'd be amazed at what happens with the animal.
Do you have vegetables in your raw pet food?
I've got one product that has a complete, it's called the AFCO-approved diet. It has vegetables, fruits, supplements.
It's
one of my products. But most of the people that feed raw, they're what I call DIYers. And so they're making their own food for what they feel is right for their dog.
Sure.
So my menu, if you will, is kind of based to support that. So you can have unique proteins that you mix with organs, or, you know, the 80-10-10 ratio is what most raw feeders work with. And that's, you can use a combination of our products to get to the 80-10-10. Or I've got one product that's a complete meal. You don't have to add anything to it.
All right.
And it's AFCO approved for the nutrition and pets.
Rebecca, what's a good vegetable for pets?
Spinach, kale.
Blah.
They love it. You cook it, they love it.
They
love actually,
it.
To be honest with you, kelp.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Kelp.
It's also good for people, by
yes,
the way.
It's phenomenal because it's one of the only all-inclusive vitamin mineral that you can get out there.
That is, man, I'm so glad.
We sell kelp like it's going out of style.
Every time you're here, Mark, I learn so much here. And we love our cats and dogs.
You can get kelp powder.
Mm-hmm. Kelp powder.
And you add that to your pet's diet. And they get the vitamin K, as well as it helps with the teeth.
As usual, going over time with you. First Source Pet Foods, Reno.com, and Rebecca Randolph. Come by her shop, Positively Pets, at Damani Ranch Parkway in the Walmart Center. All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
All right.
Thank you.
Got a break for Fox News. This is 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:32.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, John Potter. Live and local, call now. Our phone number, 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. Hey, you Carson Valley folks. Is nobody going to call in and talk about the new Wiener Schnitzel that just opened up there last week? He got a new Wiener Schnitzel. And, I haven't heard one thing from anybody in Carson Valley.
I'm jealous. I've got to make a trip down there this afternoon for lunch now.
Listen, when the Wiener Schnitzel in Reno closed, I heard, you got to talk about this on the radio. I did not do that because there was nothing I could do about it. It would just be people whining about losing their wieners, if you will. But, folks, the new Wiener Schnitzel has opened in the Carson Valley. I heard it's pretty crowded there, too, for those chili wieners there. People love them. It's at the old Sonic hot dog. Now, the Record Courier newspaper, they know what people want to hear about it. And the Record Courier newspaper was all over this Wiener Schnitzels, you know, at the Old Sonic. And they did an in-depth article on the Wiener Schnitzel. I highly recommend you go to the Record Courier and read about this. And the Wiener Schnitzel has a Tasty Freeze at one end. And I remember Tasty Freeze, the chocolate-dipped cones. Really, to be honest, could not tell the difference between those and the Dairy Queen. I mean, the Dairy Queen had the Dilly Bar, which was a flat, round product, but they both have the chocolate-dipped cones. Personally, I was a Carvel man myself growing up in the East, you know. But back in the day, aside from Wiener Schnitzel, it takes me back to when I used to go. My favorites were Arctic Circle and Burger Queen, not Burger King. Yes, there was a nationwide Burger Queen, and it was glorious. Well, that may be an overstatement, but a lot going on in Minden. It's exploding. I wonder what folks there think. It's growing much faster than Reno Sparks. It's a sudden, dramatic, critical change going on in Minden. The McDonald's in Minden moved to a new Super McDonald's further north on 395, right by where that new city is being built in Minden. I walked through there, all the houses there one morning. I got lost. There's this huge development going on by the Super McDonald's at the north end of Minden. It's a city. There's a new Firehouse Subs and there's a new Shaq's Big Chicken in Minden. Down the street is a new Chipotle being built by the Minden Subway. And the Record Courier reports that Gardnerville just saw the reopening of the Country Club. The Basque restaurant at Carson Valley Golf Course is now called the Clubhouse. It opened last month, and the new owners say they're, quote, auctioning off some of the old memorabilia of the Carson Valley Country Club. No! Oh, my gosh, it's gone. You know, if there was one thing about the Country Club Basque restaurant is it never changed. Not one bit from when I first walked in there in 1976 or so to my last visit there about 2 years ago. Not one bit. It did not change nothing. It was always the Country Club Basque restaurant with that 1960s look. And it broke my heart to hear that it closed. Well, it's reopened now, but it's different. There's also a new Togo's sandwich shop coming to Gardnerville, according to the banner there near where the old Pizza Hut was. I don't know how good Togo's sandwiches are, but it's always very sad to see a closed Pizza Hut because I have great memories of oily pizza and those big red plastic cups. In Genoa, no, John, don't talk about new fast food restaurants in Genoa. No, it hasn't happened. I scared you, though, right? No, it's not that. It's that the general store in Genoa has new owners again, and they're changing the name to the Foothill Market opening this summer. I do love the general store. I happen to own property in Genoa. But walking to the general store, it's one of the highlights of my days when I stay at our place. You know, the morning walk to the general store for coffee in Genoa. It used to be the sunrise walk to the general store in Genoa, but every year they seem to open the place later and later. I never understood coffee places that opened too late for coffee. We have some of those in Reno, too. That doesn't make any sense. Anyway, So it's the general store is going to be the Foothill Market. I I'm not sure if they're going to get rid of the dirty word knickknacks that the last owner thought. I didn't think they really fit with Chinola, but to each their own. Okay, and in Carson City, Nozzleman's Pizza just opened at the Topsy Walmart. Snooki, Craig's all-time favorite celebrity, opened up the Topsy, or yes, the Nozzleman's Pizza at the Topsy Walmart. And there was a big celebration for the Dairy Queen, the new Dairy Queen at East William, Highway 50. Oh, no, it's not new. Their big celebration was that they're 25 years old. Yes, the Dairy Queen on East William, Highway 50, Carson City, 25 years ago. Yeah, 25 years ago this week it opened. It is still thriving, and yet the Ormsby House still sits. All right, let me see. I got a text here.
Before you go to that text, I was just going to say we skipped a couple items on the Gardnerville, Minden, Carson City route. One of them is one of our very favorite places for Mexican food. It's in the old McDonald's. It's no longer the McDonald's in Minden, Gardnerville. Vallarta.
It's a speedy burrito or something.
No,
right?
Nuevo Vallarta.
Okay.
And then farther north, at the turn in on Old Clear Creek Road, is a brand new Guthrie's, which is a chicken chain similar in fashion to Chick-fil-A. But
I love it. You know, I'm very excited because we're going to Carson Valley for the weekend. We really enjoy those concerts at the Carson Valley Inn. They're opening up TJ's Corral with a concert. Some country star I've never heard of. And so we've been going through a course in this artist and listening. I go to the Spotify, put his name in, and we've been listening and getting to know his music, and we're trying to get some favorites out of his music. When Marlowe is his name. Cameron Marlowe. We're going to see that show tonight, and I can't wait. I don't know where to eat. There are so many great places in Carson Valley. We could eat at the Carson Valley Inn at the steakhouse. I love Francisco's. Love it. The greatest Mexican restaurant right there between Minden and Gardnerville. So many great places. So I'm looking forward to that very much. And it's so good to see great food out there. Okay, what's this text? Let me see here. Okay, Mr. Potter, you haven't criticized the local TV news at all day. Angie, no, I'm giving them a break. I'm not going to pick on the local TV news too much today, but I did catch a new word on one certain TV station I may have worked for, a new anchor person. Well, they're all new, you know. New anchor person said, get this, Craig, new anchor person said, Barring Boulevard. You know Sparks? It's Barring. Barring Boulevard and Sparks. You know, at this point, folks, we might as well just say it like the newcomers do. There's no point fighting them. You might as well, you know, we'll never win. Let's just say it like they. Let's say it's Moana. Let's say Nevada. Gerlach. Let's say the city of Lake Tahoe. What else have I heard? Oh, Genoa. Yes, Genoa, Nevada. Nevada. Don't tell me the new people at my last employer. Don't tell me they say we have that story about the fire, the wildfire down there by Lee Vining. Please don't tell me somebody on the air said Lee Vining. I think make me leave town, I think. And what about the websites? We got into some last Saturday, but here's another headline from the front page of a local TV news website this week. Sean Diddy combs sex trafficking trial letters week two with explosive testimonies. Explosive, yes. Reminds me of my old days at Channel 2, where every day from CBS on the Russian collusion non-case against President Trump, it was always Blockbuster. A Blockbuster report this morning. So we got Blockbuster and Explosive. Two words I never ran into while I was getting my journalism degree. Here's the headline from local TV news website Wednesday. Kid Cudi to testify in Diddy trial after Cassie alleges threats over relationship. Kid Cudi, folks, on my local TV news front page. And then on Thursday, on my favorite local news website, had Kid Cudi set to testify in Diddy's trial detailing past with Cassie Ventura. Now, folks, that right there, that's Blockbuster. To California reporters working in Nevada, do I sound bitter? I don't want to sound bitter. What do I remember from my 20 years on local TV news here? Having to say the shot is 99% effective, having to say Russian collusion in the first election Trump won. I had to talk a whole year about Russian collusion. If you like your doctor, you get to keep your doctor. And Biden is doing great. And I am sorry for all of that. I did what I could. God, take a break. Be back to talk about Memorial Day. Long overdue. I'm John Potter, live and local. 884-9910. Well, don't call now. We'll just talk about Memorial Day. Be back in a few. FM News Talk time, 11:50.
Is FM Talk.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Okay, as mentioned, this is Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Most of us are going to get an extra day off work, and we are so thankful for that. Many are going to go grill some meat, going to be with a family. It's going to be a good experience, but it can be a better experience if we, of course, remember and keep in mind what Memorial Day is, which is a special day of commemoration. We stop as a culture and as a nation, and we pay our respects and express our gratitude for those who gave their lives in our service on foreign battlefields, and those lost in domestic training, all of those who went off to the service and did not come home. There are a lot of things going on this weekend, maybe traveling, friends, family, all those, Indy 500 tomorrow. All those things are wonderful and good, but we don't forget, there's that purpose for the holiday weekend, and I hope maybe your town, wherever you are, is going to have some sort of ceremony, whatever the place. I hope you're part of it, and that you and maybe the kids and your sweetheart or whatever can stand with you there. You just kind of drink it all in and think and feel. And if there are graves in your family to be visited, that's a big part of Memorial Day, too. The purpose of Memorial Day is not to be somber or sad, but to be celebratory of lives given in honor and to be appreciative and to make sure that you and I take Memorial Day seriously, as it serves a great purpose. And that being that our nation stops to express gratitude, respect, and honor for those who died in defense of our liberties and who died in the uniform of our country. So it's not to honor those who are veterans and came home. They got a different day in November. It's not to honor those who today wear the uniform. God bless them all. And we honor them every day, but they had their day, Armed Forces Day, a little bit ago. But this nation, since the days of the Civil War, has a special time to remember those who died, many of them on the battlefield for us. And it's an honor, the veterans who are gone, and a time of solemn praise and reflection for those who paid that ultimate sacrifice. I think the premier Memorial Day observance in this area, probably the biggest, and has been for years, is the one-hour ceremony. It starts at 11 o'clock Monday at the Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Fernley. There are flags at every grave, over 8,000 of them. They play taps. They do the three-shot rifle volley, and they do brief comments. I think the governor's always there and other speakers. Who's invited? Everybody. It's just an amazing opportunity to grieve with the Gold Star families, the parents, the grandparents, the brothers and sisters and spouses, the family members of the fallen soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, and to honor our country and our valor we've seen in our servicemen who gave all. When Taps plays, it's remove your hat and stand. Military members, absolutely, but everybody stands, places their hands over their hearts and they contemplate and pray for our country and those warriors who passed on. Until then, if you know a Gold Star family, the families that lost a member to war, reach out to them and just tell them you have never forgotten and that you are there for support. You know, I've known a few Gold Star families in my time, and I've seen how, despite any differences they have in politics or where they came from, they love this country. And the takeaway to me is that, yes, this country has its problems, but our country, it's our country. And these parents and grandparents love it so much, they trusted their children, knowing full well the dangers that lied ahead. They have purchased for us, at the cost of their lives, our independence, our freedom, and our place in the world. Have a great 3-day weekend. I'm John Potter, live and local. Talk to you again next Saturday. Thank you, Craig. 99.1, 92.3 FM, Talk FM News Talk. Time, 11:58.